Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor here. Excited to bring you out once again this week. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out the blogs, podcasts, and everything we got available for you. Actually revamping the website. So depending on when you're listening to this, you might actually see a brand new facelift. So go check it out. Hey, also, thank you so much for sharing this podcast with your friends, other people, you know, mastermind groups, whatever they might be, teams. I know some of you guys are network marketers have been sharing that. Thank you so much. That's been a huge help. Just a quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey, listen, if you want to make a great social impact by helping people that have distressed mortgages be able to stay in their homes and make an awesome returns, the fact that lately they've been paying 12% per year paid out monthly. So if that's like 1% a month. So if you're looking for great returns and you don't even have to put in that much, $100 minimum, if you're looking to do something like that and make a great social impact in people's lives, check it out, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Today, you know what? I just want to get really real with you. It's interesting. I actually applied for a TEDx talk here recently. I actually got denied for it on this topic, even though I think that actually this would be pretty revolutionary. And so I figured, you know what? Why don't I give you guys this TEDx talk? Now, granted, you don't see me walk around on stage. You don't see me, you know, doing all that kind of stuff, but that's fine. You know, I've got my voice and I've got the power of that and I've got you guys. And I want something that's, this is really near and dear to my heart, something that's absolutely changed my life. And many of you, if you've been following this show, you already know a lot of these things that I teach to allow you to do this. But I really, really want to address this particular issue. Yeah, and this issue is something that's prevalent among all people, huge in the business world. If you're an entrepreneur, this is something that's like, it's affecting you. And you're probably wondering what the heck you should be doing. For example, I mean, do you ever hear people say, hey, you need to get out there and hustle? Or they brag to everybody about how they've worked like 100 hours last week because they're out hustling to make it happen, right? And they're working their tails off. And hey, I was up till 3 a.m. and then I woke up at 5 a.m. to work hard and go out there and hustle. I'm making this massive. I'm making a huge impact and all that kind of stuff, right? Have you guys ever heard that stuff before? You hear everybody talking about it, right? Like, it seems like pretty much if you're not working at least 50 to 60 or 80 to 100 plus hours a week, you're pretty much stuck in your business. You're pretty much not living life is what it sounds like, doesn't it? But I got to ask you a question. Isn't this version of hustle, isn't this just the 21st century version of the phrase work hard? I mean, seriously, I mean, isn't this just something that says like, hey, you should just get out there and work your tail off? I vaguely remember somebody saying, you know, it's not about working harder, it's about working smarter. Or have you heard me say, it's not even about working smarter, it's about working right. And how many times do we hear people that's out there about being hard, working hard? Or how many times have you heard people say, like, you know, when you ask them how things going or how's your business, they're like, oh, it's been busy. What does that really mean? Like, does that mean like the busier you are, the better your life is? You know, what cost is that? What is that really costing your life? Is it really giving you the results you were hoping for? You know, I got to tell you, I'm calling bull on all this. Absolute bull. I think it's absolute crap. When people say like, hey, I'm busy, like, man, life's great. I'm busy. Man, I'm out there hustling. Really? Really? What? Who cares? You're just working super hard. What does that really mean? Now, maybe you are helping people, and I don't doubt that at all. But what is it costing your life? What is it costing the relationships around you? How is this costing your health? I mean, I just had talked to somebody the other day where like they couldn't even talk for an entire month. And they're like, oh, no, it's great. I'm busy. It's good. I'm like, yeah, but your body's telling you another story. Your body's saying like, slow the freak down. Like, what are you doing to me? You know, that's the kind of stuff I'm seeing. you know, I'll tell you, I remember years ago, like it was almost 15 years ago when I started out as a financial advisor. I remember there was people that were like the biggest producers in our company that would get up on stage at our annual conventions and they'd say, man, I work hard. You got to work hard. That's how you get the dream. And they talked about, they said, you know what? If you work so hard, don't worry because eventually you'll pass out and then your body will make you rest. You don't need a rest. You just need to get out there and work hard. I remember, in fact, one of those phrases in that company with people I worked with was ASAP, activity solves all problems. And I got to tell you, that does not solve crap. Activity means nothing. All activity means is that you're going to be a bunch of chickens with your heads cut off. You know, your relationships stink at home. You know, your family's probably wondering, like, when are you going to be home? When are you going to actually enjoy your family before they actually are teenagers or older and then they don't want to be with you anymore? You're overworked, you're underpaid, and you're working lots of hours to get what? You know, to say you're busy, to say you're out there hustling, and somehow you're living the dream, right? Come on, we've all heard this stuff, and it's all crap. Let's be honest with ourselves, right? Hey, I'm all about working hard. And in fact, I tell you, when I started Money Ripples, I was working pretty darn hard. Now, for me, pretty darn hard means 40 or 50-hour weeks. Yes, occasionally I even had a 60-hour week. Now, I know for some people that's not a lot. For me, that was a ton. And even then, I felt like my relationships at home were suffering a little bit because I didn't have a lot of time to spend. I got into business because I wanted that freedom. Many of you got into business or you're doing investing because you wanted freedom. You didn't want to have to work 100-plus hour weeks. But now somehow it's become a virtue. That's bull. That's not the case at all. It's not a virtue at all. And so I understand what it's like to do that. And yes, I worked hard for those few years. But you know what? I also worked not in a way of saying like, gee, I hope it just slows down at some point. You know, hopefully I'll make enough money that, no, that's bull. You got to set up systems that allow you to be in that place. If you're in business, you got to have systems that allow you to either step away or either want or get paid more for your time or allows you to be able to not have to be there all the time. Whether you're doing that through products, online services, whatever it might be. And if you're somebody who works a job, and hey, that can be just as crazy for you too, because sometimes you might be working 60 plus hours a week, you know? If that's the case, hey, this is where passive income's huge. And if you're a business owner, it's still huge. I'm telling you, I'm watching people in different industries, whether they have their own business, whether they're network marketers, whatever it is, they're still working their tails off, making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I know because I'm coaching these people. These people are making multiple six figures and they still don't have lifestyle. I don't want you guys to be that way because I'll tell you, like, for me, the big change for me was when I actually went through a divorce. Like when I had to go through that, I couldn't even hardly function. Emotionally, I was shutting down. And even though I told people, hey, I have plenty of time, emotionally, I just didn't have it. And so I was pushing those things away. You know what? And I'll tell you, like, I have plenty of time now because I had to go to a place where, you know, emotionally, I realized that my business was still there. Even though I couldn't work that much, I could barely handle the clients I had. And that's pretty much all I did. My business was still there and I was still getting new clients. Even though it was much slower than I was used to at that time, it was great. And I'm telling you, I'm getting more clients now than I ever have. But the difference is that now it's not killing me. I'm not killing myself doing it. I'm not out there marketing like crazy. I mean, obviously I'm giving you guys podcasts weekly, which I spend a good 15, 20 minutes help educating you on that. I do some marketing, you know, I do email my list a couple times a month, maybe, you know, but that's about it. I mean, like overall, like I'm posting on Facebook, I'm doing some of that stuff, but really it's not that much. I mean, occasionally I'm going out to lunch with the people, I'm networking and doing stuff like that. But I'll tell you, like, when you really get down to not what's making you active, right? It's not activity solves all problems. It's productivity. How are you most productive? Productivity and profitability is the key. Now, productivity is important. You got to make sure you're doing the right activities, but you also got to be profitable when you're doing this too. You got to make sure, especially if you're in business, that you are doing something that actually is paying you well for the time. Hey, there's no difference with Bill Gates. Even though Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, who are the three richest men in the world, depending on the day, right? I know Mark Zuckerberg's getting pretty darn close too now. But with those guys, they have the same amount of hours, but they are focused on profitability and they're focused on leverage. And that is where you should be putting your focus. I'm telling you, it takes a brave soul to say that hustle is a lie. And I'm telling you, the hustle is a lie. In this brave new world, we got to wake up. We need to recognize that being busy is not a virtue and start creating a new, healthy life of freedom. Because in this new world, I got to tell you, this it's not about the hustle. The time to enjoy life is right now. If you're not careful, you will miss it. And we can have everything that we want without having to work long hours, sacrificing our personal lives and relationships, and burning ourselves out and killing our health. There are ways to do it. And so I ask you to question, really, it's like, what is it that in your mind, what is it that's going on in your head that allows you to think that being busy is good? I want you to look at being busy as a bad thing. I want you to look at being busy. Hey, be grateful for everything you have in your life. But being busy, no. Like, busy is not something that's to be proud of. Being on purpose, being productive, focus on making an impact in people's lives, including yours and your family's. That is the key. Focus on having a life. Create a life. Don't just create a hustle. Create a life. By the way, doesn't a hustle sound like you're like out there trying to like finagle people and rip people off? I mean, seriously, why is that word even used? It's ridiculous. It's about creating the life that you love today. Now, that might take time, that might take effort, but I promise you, it's worth it. Now, for those of you that are in business, let me just remember, I just thought of this just now. For those of you that are in business, or maybe you're looking to do something like that, and you're looking to figure out, and maybe you've been burning out, maybe you feel like you've been doing everything you can, maybe you've been working longer hours and you're not getting the results you want. You know, my wife, Adise, and I, Adise Boucher, the new money mama, who's my wife, and I were actually doing a training together called Monetize Your Divine Genius. I will post the link in the notes here for this podcast. So if you want to see that, you got to check that training out. It's actually online. So it's the first time we've actually done this training online instead of live. You don't have to be in person. You could be anywhere in the world and take this training. So if you're trying to figure out, you got to have some key things. I tell you that dollars follow value, right? If you want to really create some leverage, you got to understand where you create the greatest amount of leverage in your life. The first place is in your strengths, your gifts, and your abilities. You got to focus there. You got to know what your passions are. By the way, passions actually amplify your abilities. Your strengths become bigger strengths when you're passionate about it. You also got to make sure you're aligned with your values and know what that is, because that could suck the passion and your abilities right out, and you will end up quitting. You know, what's your unique design? How are you made up? I'm going to tell you, this has been one of the biggest things in my life, knowing how to work the way that I work, knowing how to make decisions that's right for me. I'll tell you, a lot of the traditional business advice that's out there is really just geared to making you work harder. You know, and great, I'm glad that they want you to be out there more. But you know what? I actually like to be out there less, but making a bigger impact. Right, I want to make more impact in people's lives, not less, obviously. But I want to do less. I want to create more with less. And that's what you're focused on too. Knowing my own design and how I work and knowing when to say no is huge. You got to know what your mission is. You got to know what you're about. You got to know what your niche is so that people realize like, oh, like this, there's nobody on this planet that can do what this person does. When you know your niche, that's the key where you can get rich. You know that, and you know even better how to market yourself. Like, what's your unique way of going about marketing? You've got to be authentically who you are, but what does that really mean? Everybody talks about authenticity, but well, how does that really show up? This is what this training addresses and Monetize Your Divine Genius. So I'm going to post that in the show notes, but I want you to really entertain that. Awesome, awesome training. It's going to be for 4 weeks, and it's actually going to be recorded as well. So even if you're working during the day, because it is like at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 12 noon Eastern, even if you can't be there, not a problem, it's being recorded. You get access to that. And man, it's amazing. Huge, huge stuff. It's changed my life. It's changed my business. And I want to pay that forward to you guys as well. So look for that link. It'll be on the show notes in this episode. My advice to you is create a life, not be out there just to hustle. Be out there to be productive and profitable and have a type of life that you can say, I love my life. And you know what? The people in it, that's where the richness is. I'm great. I'm profitable. I'm making great money. And I have the time freedom to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. This is Chris Miles signing off. Have a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.